Greetings. I'm Pastor Joel of Heart City Church. The holiday season is upon us as Thanksgiving is but a few days away. And as we consider reasons for giving thanks, where better to look than to the most thankful man who ever walked the earth, our Lord Jesus. So what do we find Jesus giving thanks for, Joel? Well, one moment of thanks is found in John 11. We find Jesus giving his Father thanks as he stands before the tomb of Lazarus, his dear departed friend. Jesus tells them to roll away the stone, and then he says in verses 41 and 42, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I said this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me." Before performing his greatest earthly miracle, Jesus thanks his Father aloud for the benefit of others, that they might believe. And Jesus' thanks may be of special benefit to us this season. One of the hard things about the holidays, the older you get, is the growing presence of holiday absences. Holidays trigger memories of loved ones who are no longer with us, and those unique ways in which they blessed us. I remember Grandma Peg and her candy cane cookies. My Uncle Rick's huge grin was like nobody else's. Whose absence brings a holiday tear to your eye? Now, one of the fascinating things about this scene in John 11 is that Lazarus' death didn't need to happen. When Lazarus got sick, his sisters, Mary and Martha, sent Jesus a note to come save him. But Jesus deliberately stayed away 2 extra days knowing Lazarus would die. Not because he didn't care. He told his disciples it was for the glory of God. You can imagine that Lazarus' sisters did not understand. When Jesus arrives, each sister in turn runs up to Jesus and asks the same question, says the same thing. "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." And Jesus says to Martha, "I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" But Jesus reacts differently when Mary comes up. We're told Mary's broken heart moves our Savior deeply. The shortest verse in the Bible is among the most profound. John 11:35. Jesus wept. Jesus is deeply moved because at the moment when Lazarus had needed God's presence the most, as he lay there dying, at the very time that Martha and Mary were having their hearts torn as they watched their loved one go, Jesus had been absent. God wasn't there. Jesus saw Mary's pain, and at this moment, he weeps tears like yours, like mine, as we grieve over our missing loved ones. And then Jesus gives his Father thanks and has them roll away the stone. Jesus gave thanks as he felt the absence we feel as he looked into that dark tomb. He gave thanks not only because he was about to show he had power over death here, that he could give a preview to an infinitely greater absence when all would go dark, when his Father would turn his face away from his beloved Son for the first time in eternity. Friend, Jesus thanked his Father that we would see he came to conquer death, and that by his resurrection and ascension to heaven, God would be glorified as we come to know his presence is near, even in our darkest moments. Now, I'll be the first to confess that sometimes it is really difficult to sense God's presence. These feelings of mine are proof that in one sense, nothing has changed in 2,000 years. I mean, think about it. When Jesus came into our world, when God's presence was the most evident, a whole lot of folks sure didn't feel his presence, and a bunch got together even and crucified him. Perhaps you've been struggling that God's presence does not seem very evident, maybe especially in the holiday season. Well, Pastor Joel has good news. God's presence is not based on your feelings. It's based on believing. Believing even when everything else suggests otherwise. It's called faith. Faith that God cared so deeply for all of us that he experienced absence so that we wouldn't have to forever. Christ came to share in our sufferings so that he could conquer death once and for all, so we too can have the hope of not only our believing loved ones being resurrected, but also in our own resurrection through faith in Jesus. So even though we will watch loved ones die as the years go by, and even though we'll all die should the Lord tarry, through faith in Jesus Christ, we can have eternal life. Friend, Jesus said, "Do you believe this?" If you believe this, then I declare in Jesus' name that you can be comforted this day and this holiday season. Because the only true comfort that can be found in life or death is that you belong body and soul to your faithful Savior, Jesus Christ. Belief in Jesus means death is no longer a passage from the land of the living to the land of the dying. It is a transition from the land of the dying to the land of the living. And when that final trumpet sounds, it will also be a dinner bell as we gather for the greatest feast ever with the entire family of God. So this Thanksgiving and during all the holidays, let us follow Jesus' example. And let us give thanks even before we see God glorified in the miracle of the resurrection of all his people. Remember who you are and who you belong to.